Hello.
Greetings. Yes.
Greetings. Sure. Kara. Tia. Hi, Tia.
Hey, dude.
Hey, girl.
I had to just drop in and say hi.
Oh, hi. Welcome to the camping trip.
Ooh, fun.
Well, yeah, this is real outdoorsy stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yes, there's trees, there's water, there's a fire.
Yeah, that's camping.
Mm-hmm.
Intense. Yeah. How are you doing, baby?
Oh, I'm doing fine.
Good. How's the little kiddos?
Ah, the kittens.
Kittens.
Yeah, well, they're behaving like a set of kitty litter.
Kind of just sitting there, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
What's happening around here, huh? What do you want to know?
What do I want to know? Mm-hmm. Oh, I just want to know how everything's going. The pregnancy is progressing as planned.
Okay.
Right. So, we're all set for the party coming up?
Oh, yeah.
Good job.
What's this?
Glasses.
Ooh.
Some more can see. Actually, so Amal can see.
Oh, Amal needs glasses, huh?
No, he needs to see through Mark's eyes, so yeah, he needs glasses.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to the party. And Alex is manifesting like crazy.
Alright.
Well, not like crazy, but he's manifesting, yeah, maybe once a day, once every other day.
Yeah, that's pretty good. That's his latest accomplishment.
A bottle of milk. Don't ask me why.
Sounds you guys a bunch of trouble.
Well, just an illusion.
Oh. It's like, hey, I want milk.
Yeah, I want to be fair.
Mm.
So, what's going on?
Well, we're going to be finding out some star information tonight. And all kinds of fun stuff.
Yeah, Kelly's up here giggling like crazy.
She's looking forward to coming in?
Yeah, she is. She's nodding like crazy. Ooh, she's excited. Babbling away her native tongue. I don't understand a word of it.
Am I, baby?
Yep, they're both babbling away in their native tongue.
I don't understand a word of it either.
No.
So, no problem.
How about?
What? Not much, really.
No questions on first sighting?
No.
Oh, dear. Oh, well, I suppose I better go up and sort out a few people.
He's waiting for you patiently, I think.
Yes, he is.
Let's get to it. And you guys can start your night off.
Right? Okay.
Have fun. Thank you for stopping and saying thank you.
Okay.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Greetings, Amal.
Bimpo.
Kara.
Yeah.
Hey, darling.
So, what's happening?
Well, we're trying to figure out campfire songs to sing at the campfire. And we assume you've been camping before.
Possibly.
So, we figured doing that camping and stuff. So.
I suppose you could call that camping.
Well, that's about all we could figure it out for.
Yeah, digging a hole in the ground and living in it for a couple of days. Oh, it was horrible. I got trench foot and constantly wet and cold and miserable and frightened. And, well, never mind.
Right. Oh, you're wondering, were you and Kiri or what Syrians are descended from? They ain't apes.
Oh.
I said dolphins, eh?
Fish.
Fish. Not dolphins.
Fish.
These fish are mammals.
Alright, everything is descended from fish, even you're descended from fish.
Yeah, that's true. I suppose apes came along a bit later. Well, that's pretty. Glasses?
Yeah.
That's a market scene.
Ah.
So if you're going to open his eyes up, you'd be able to see.
Can't do it as well as Kay can. Never mind.
Oh well. So, that was fun this afternoon.
Yeah, it was.
Now, were we trying to figure out how to fly that plane?
So I'm going to keep on trying to figure out how to fly it, and I'm going to impress your pants up.
Oh, you already do, so that wouldn't be very tough at all.
Oh, okay.
You like a little campsite here?
Well, it's fine. It's really good.
Got lakes on both sides.
Mm-hmm. You could do with some reclining couches and a table and a color TV.
We're roughing it. So this is like how the frontier people used to do it. Have to do it. Subsisting on very little.
How does the song go? Home, home on the range, where the deer and the antelope range, where seldom is heard a discouraging rain, and the skies are more cloudy and day. Home, home on the range.
Alrighty. As you might have noticed, Marcus stopped and smoked with you.
Mm-hmm.
At least the time period along this trip. So, he'd be cleaner on his lungs.
Well, that's good.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
We both tried to help to keep him softened from softening that disgusting, yucky, horrible habit back.
Alrighty.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll help whatever way I can, of course.
Okay.
Oh, what do you got for me, love?
Well, let's talk about healing.
All right.
Okay, and focusing.
Perfect.
Okay. Right. Now then, I'm going to ask you some questions.
All right.
Right. How do you find focus on a particular damaged area?
You, go into the area and go down to a molecular level and try to find exactly where it stops, starts, and the area which is affected.
And how would you heal an area infected?
You channel mass amounts of human energy into that area until the discoloration of the aura cleared up.
Explain in more detail what you mean.
Well, in other words, you'd see the area as being a different vibration from the areas around it. And so what you're attempting to do is mesh the vibrations of the injured area with the areas around it, so they all become one vibration.
Do you use any aids?
The crystal.
That's what I was looking for.
Well, you need to use that to align the energies so that the vibrations are all the same, right?
And what is one of the effects of using a crystal?
Well, it is that it basically channels energy from yourself into the area you need to get the energy from. And then once the energy is put in, the surgical part of the crystal, the fine part of it, basically focuses that energy into a very tight beam.
Okay, now supposing you're dealing with an area damaged, a large area that is damaged.
Like a knee or something?
Yeah, that's a good example.
Okay. Basically, you start off with a fine focus, find out what it is that's hurting, and what it is that's damaged. And if either you can or cannot find that area, you then apply the energy in through the crystal, because the energy coming through the crystal will heal it, no matter whether you know what part you're healing or not, right?
Pretty cool. Close enough to Starfall.
Right. And then as you get more experienced at it, you'll be able to spot the injured area each time without having to take a guess at it.
Okay. Do you have any questions for me?
Yeah, I do have a question.
Okay.
Once you start putting energy into the crystal, how do you know when to stop?
It depends on what type of crystal you're using.
Let's take the surgical scalpel.
Okay, the surgical scalpel can take a considerable quantity of energy.
Right. But how do you know when to stop putting energy through?
When you've finished doing the job that you set out to do.
Okay.
Simple as that.
So in other words, when you're working on the getting the vibrations back in order, it's basically intuitively knowing when those vibrations are back aligned, right?
Right.
Okay. Now, when I was working on Erica, the one time I did with just my hands, I just put the energy in, and it kind of felt like it was being sucked out of me until enough had been sucked out that the area felt like it would be fixed. And it was channeling the energy through me. I wasn't using my own. And then once it felt like a car.
Yeah.
Pull up to the gas station, you start filling it with gas. And when the thing's full, it shuts off.
That's
fine. It shuts itself off.
Okay.
Now, another question I got on fine focusing is, how do you tell, let's say you've got an injured muscle up above and injured something down below it, but all you can see is the muscle above. Will working on the crystal fix both of them anyway?
It's always best to start on the deeper area first when you check an area out. It's always advisable to go further.
Okay, and then work your way back up to the surface?
Yeah. For example, let's say you strained your stomach, right? And by scanning and probing, you went deeper and found that you had an ulcer in your stomach, or your person that you're working on had an ulcer.
Right.
You would work on the ulcer, and then you come back to the area that is strained.
I see. Now, how would you work on something so like a hernia?
Very carefully.
Okay. Would we better leave that to the experts?
Yeah. People like me or your medical doctors can do this. A sufficient job.
It's operation, Mr.
Yeah. Anything that involves an operation, it's always best to either bring up to here if you can, or send it to one of your medical doctors.
Okay. Are you being in this Cecilia, or just.
Yeah, basically.
Basically?
Yeah, because the other night when I was in this place, couldn't go all the way, can I?
Uh-oh.
That's going to change the dirty diaper. Oh, well.
Oh, well.
Okay.
That's all I have for now.
All right. Now, who should I hand over to?
Oh, that's your choice.
Oh, it is indeed. Okay, I'll tell you what. We're going to hand over to Kiri, and then she'll probably hand directly over to her mom. She's going to check things out.
Welcome to the great outdoors. Eyes are working properly.
Yeah, I'm having a little bit of difficulty, but focus is a lot better.
Glasses are not.
Is it meant to be this bright at night?
No, the moon's out.
Ah.
If the moon was down, it'd be a lot less light. No, it's kind of like a little nightlight we've got for us. We used to get a good star scene of those.
Okay, I'll be back in a little while.
Right.
I'll be back.
I'll be back.
Greetings and felicitations, Russ.
Greetings, Gordon?
No.
I'm off.
Got ya, sucker. Okay. Can we tell them it's still a little bit bright, but we will do the best that we can.
Alright, yeah, we have a moon up tonight.
Yes. Okay. Right, this is where it starts to get fun.
Okay. Good.
Okay. If it wasn't jerking then she said it would be bright.
Is that Mars over there next to the moon?
Yes, it is. Okay. Right. This is going to be fun. Ah. Over there, if you look approximately northeast, you see a W in the night sky?
I see the three stars in the row there.
Okay. Tell you what, let's make it a little easier here. W in the sky?
Yeah, right, that's it.
That's Cassiopeia.
Oh.
This time of year it is normally in the northeast. Northeast.
Yeah, that'd be about right.
That flashing light over there is a 747. So, it's that one. Actually, I do not know what aircraft they are.
This is the Big Dipper above us here?
Yes. And the correct name for the Big Dipper is...
Don't tell me. Ursa Major.
Correct.
Right.
Now, following from Ursa Major's pointer stars, you see just behind the tree here, a bright star.
Right.
That is Polaris.
Oh, really? That one right there?
Yes. Stood
here?
Oh. Through there. That is Jupiter.
Oh, right there? The big bright thing? Oh, it's gorgeous.
Okay.
Now, what's that over there by the... just over the hilltop there.
Just rising?
Yeah, two stars right next to each other.
Parallel.
One's brighter than the other.
That could be Castor and Pollux, but the angle is correct.
that there is much light from
the moon.
The moon.
Yeah. I see three stars. Or four stars right there. Three bright, one kind of form like a little box shape.
Ah, right ahead. One, yeah. Two, three, and the fourth one just behind there.
No. These three are right up here, right in a very short, tight groupie.
If you look directly up, you will be able to see, going behind the tree, Tal.
Tal? What, that moving thing right there? Yes. Nah!
It will disappear shortly.
It's going fast. I'll be damned.
Those four?
Yeah, those four.
Those four are part of Aquarius.
Oh. I see.
Directly ahead through the trees, you will see a offset box. One low.
Oh, yeah, okay. I got it.
Okay, that is the square of a Pegasus.
Oh, really? Now, these are all...
Just checking.
These are all in the same position all the time.
No. They vary throughout the year. Oh. In the rotation of your planet.
But in relations to each other?
Yes.
They're always the same. I see.
Incorrect. That is...
Is that the Little Dipper?
The Little Dipper.
Earth and Minor?
Over there.
Oh.
Hidden by tree. Okay, let us find. Okay, just coming up. Or should be coming up. Not yet, too early, is Saturn will come from up there and curve.
It does not ride high in the sky.
Oh.
What's that bright one right there?
The red one?
Yeah.
That is the eye of Taurus.
Oh.
Unfortunately, Orion is too low on the horizon to see, but should be there. But because of the light from the moon.
Oh, you can't really see it that good.
No.
Oh, so if the moon was down, we'd see a lot more?
Yes, and later at night.
Oh. I'll check them out if the moon sets tonight.
Okay. We will program some information.
Okay, great.
Okay. This nice planet you have.
Thank you.
Nice place to camp.
Yeah, we're going to try to do this more often.
Maybe one day I shall.
Oh, well, we look forward to it. Going to sit around and toast marshmallows and some campfire songs.
Explain.
Marshmallows, little sugary puffs of of cream that we cook over the fire there on sticks. Okay, I'll throw some more wood in the fire here. Yeah, we'll get a bit more warmth here for it. Are those three the W?
Yes.
Cassiopeia.
Up there.
The North Star. Polaris.
Okay. little higher. Directly above. 1, 2, 3, 4.
The Ursa Major?
Wrong.
Oh, that's more farther over that way.
Yes.
That is...
Oh, dang.
It's not Orion, because Orion hasn't come up.
No, Orion is over there.
Right. Boy, look
at that. It's a minor.
Oh.
Okay, good for a while. We'll be back, possibly.
Sorry. Thank you, Mom.
You are welcome.
Thank you. Should start warming up nicely here. Look at Jimmy.
What can we do for you?
Well, are we all set for the party?
Yeah, everything is here.
Everything's there. Alright, good to hear it. Well, we've been in half these stars this evening.
And what have you learned?
Various constellations and Sautal.
Ooh, goody.
Yeah, real good.
Ooh, what's this?
Deer mattress?
Yeah! Party
dude!
Can't tip over that way.
Good job.
Yes! What do you wish to know?
Well, through Alex's manifesting mass amounts of things now. Has anything come solid yet?
No, not really. It's just an illusion, really.
So how far do you think he's got to go?
Longer.
Now, is he getting treated for Memorial yet?
Memorial spends a little bit of time chipping him with feathers.
So not really a training regimen just yet. Now, for wizards, in working on it, sometimes I get good results, sometimes I don't, and I'm using the same amount of focus for each time. But it doesn't seem to be consistent. How am I looking at getting consistency back?
Okay, by repeating the exact same things over and over again. Perseverance. Repeating the exact same scenario time after time until you get a good consistent pattern. You need to practice many things before you can come up with what is a good consistency.
Okay. So in other words, it's trial and error. It's basically every time that you get the trial right, not the error, you keep practicing the trial part.
Okay, that's what you do.
Okay, what are we all wearing for this party? Anything we want?
Yeah, come as you wish.
It's not your birthday.
No, it's not his birthday either.
Yeah.
It's a manifestation party. So manifest something. Come as you want.
Well, I'm just thinking what Alex might like.
He's not going to remember, is he?
I don't know, at the moment you will.
Well, you may sleep through it.
Sleep through it? Nah, party.
Nashville slept through his.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, that's the privilege of having a party of your own. You can sleep through if you want.
That's right. So, if you want to come wearing absolutely nothing, do so. Me? I'm going to wear... a pair of short white miniskirt with a white button shirt with a black belt that is made of metal.
That sounds lovely.
Yeah. And what else should I wear? White panties? Bra? Maybe not. Okay, that will do.
Alright.
Okay.
That's all I got, love.
Oh. Okay. I'm out of here. I got people to see, things to do, things to get screamed out and sorted out. I do.
My love.
I'm out of here.
Well, being told that's the fastest she moved all day.
Oh. Well, she's pretty exhausted.
Not as much as you would think.
Yeah, that's true. She should get her energy back real quickly.
Yes. She is heading to her apartment to rest briefly. Put the tea on. And the rest, as you say, is yet to be.
Huh? Sounds like fun.
Yes.
And then I'll be coming to see you in a while.
Ooh.
And I can see Mars from here.
Navigation light.
Yeah, it's pretty bright. Won't be hard to hit at all.
It will get dimmer when your moon sets. So I'm told. I'm always sitting here patiently helping. Okay. Right, I shall continue my duties.
Alrighty.
And hand over to the next person.
Excellent. Okay. Thank you, darling. I'll see you with you.
You're welcome. Greetings and felicitations, Russ.
Greetings, Corton.
And how are you functioning?
Oh. Wonderful. Fresh air, fresh everything around here.
Yes, it seems Kiri didn't quite tidy up her experiment properly.
Oh, the legs are still a bit cold.
We shall remedy that.
Right.
Okay.
Excellent.
That is better.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, question and answer.
Okay. Now, I want to go back a little bit in history to a point where there was no such thing as galaxies.
This would be okay.
At the Big Bang.
I think your mattress has a hole.
It does. I'll have to fix it sometime to get back home.
Okay.
Alright. All of a sudden, there is a huge explosion.
Yes.
In which stars and galaxies expand outward and fill up available space.
Yes.
Now, here on this little molten planet that we call Earth, basically it's finally starting to cool off and become a viable place. Now, how does the first single cell animal, let's say, start off? I've heard various theories, but none of them can really accurately explain, well, how did that first bit of life start?
For life to start on a planet, there has to be many different factors that all come into play at the same time. The first factor is temperature. It has to be correct for certain chemicals to come into alignment. There has to be certain amount of moisture.
It is no good having a hot enough temperature with no moisture.